Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Harihi Om. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। अन्येपि अन्येतु अत्रापि अपदित्युष्यन्तः यत्र यदध्यासः तस्यैव विपरीत धर्मत्व कल्पनाम् आचक्षते। सो वी स्टार्ट विथ अन्यथा ख्याति हियर एंड इन अन्यथा ख्याति ही इज आस्किंग दिस डाउट। अतः समीचीन ज्ञान सारूप्यम सी दिस फेलो this akhyati vadin, he said bheda agraha is the cause for the confusion. Bheda agraha nibandhano brahmaha, the confusion is caused by the non differentiation of the two different objects, and because of that he sees something in something. This is what the Akhyati Vadin's system was. So now this fellow is asking him this doubt. See, Uttarottara Paksha, this is the normal style. Uttarottara Paksha, the next conclusion will be condemning the previous conclusion. So he says, Atha Samichina Jnana Sarupyam Anayoho Grishyamanam Va व्यवहार प्रवृत्ति हेतु अगृह्यमानं वा सत्ता मात्रेण। ओके, नाउ यू टेल मी, यू से द अभेद व्यवहार, अभेद व्यवहार, अभेद व्यवहार मीन्स नॉन डिफरेंशिएशन, यू आर नॉट डिफरेंशिएटिंग बिटवीन दी रोप एंड दी स्नेक, एंड बिकॉज ऑफ दैट यू आर डूइंग दी ट्रांसैक्शन। यू से दिस, हाउ इज दिस समीचीन ज्ञान सारूप्यम अनयोः गृह्यमानं वा। सो समीचीन ज्ञान सारूप्यम, दि राइट नॉलेज, समीचीन ज्ञान सारूप्यम, फॉर दैट ज्ञान सारूप्य सिमिलरिटी इन दि नॉलेज बिटवीन दि मदर ऑफ पर्ल एंड दि सिल्वर। सारूप्यम वा अनयोः गृह्यमानं इदं एंड दि रजतम, इन दिस दि आइडिया यू गेन इज इट बिकॉज ऑफ दैट रजतम इति इदमिति रजतमिति च ज्ञानयोः अनयोः इदमिति रजतमिति ज्ञानयोः, दैट इज व्हाट द आइडिया इज। गृह्यमानं वा व्यवहार प्रवृत्ति हेतुः अगृह्यमानं वा, आर यू एबल टू ग्रास्प द नॉलेज द भेद व्यवहार इज इट हैपनिंग ओनली आफ्टर ग्रास्पिंग द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द रजत एंड द शुक्ति or without even grasping the difference, how is it happening? Okay, grishyamanatve api, if it is grasped, you say the difference is grasped, then samichina jnana sarupyam anayoho idam iti rajatam iti cha jnanayoho iti grahanam athava tayoreva swarupato vishetascha mitho bheda agraha iti grahanam. So even then in this idam iti rajatam iti, this knowledge, this and silver, in this knowledge jnanayoh grahanam athava sarupyam, the similarity, you see them in the same plane, is it through that athava or tayoreva swarupato vishetascha, or that in its nature and its form it is different. Mitho bheda agraha, they are confused, I am not able to differentiate, because of that do you say you are able to do this transaction in the world, because he is accepting the transaction to be true because of the intellect, the object in the intellect is true, there is nothing which is false. The non-knowledge in the object is because of the negation of the right knowledge by this superimposed object. That is the idea, he says. Because of the negation, because what he says is, this abhava, non-grasping, cannot create a new knowledge. There cannot be any, he gave an example also. There cannot, then you plant something and it will spring out with something else, and there will be no trust in anything. So, with that example, he condemned this not able to grasp, giving out because of the dosha, defect. See, that is the example he gave. Because of the defect in the seed, it will not start giving rise to some other tree. So, in the same way, because of the doshas, defects in the sense organs, defect in the sense organ and or in the environment, does cannot give you a new knowledge. That is his logic. So, we are asking him, Tayoreva Swarupto Vishetascha Mitho Veda Grahiti Granam. So, in the Swarupa or in the Vishya, Veda Graha, in this way, I am not able to differentiate, in this way you are understanding.
Tatra na tavat samichina jnana sadrusho iti jnanam samichina jnana jnana vadu vyavahara pravartakam.
Tatra, but whatever state you accept, tatra, there, na tat tavat samichina jnana sadrusho iti jnanam. Samichina jnana sadrusho, this is similar to the right knowledge. This is the knowledge I have. With this knowledge, samichina jnanavat vyavaharaha pravartakam. This is similar to the right knowledge. This mother of pearl I see, this seashell I see, is similar to the silver. This is not never the cause for me to go behind this seashell. If I know it is similar to something else, there is no bhedagraha. I am seeing a similarity. Then I don't, if then I am seeing the original also, because I am comparing it with the memory form. So, I will not be able to go behind it.
Nahi gosadrushi gavayeti jnanam gavarchinam gavaye pravarteti.
That is what he is giving, this example. Nahi gosadrusho gavayaha. This oxen is similar to my cow. My cow is similar to this oxen. This is how, see, Tarkika's method, see, we are discussing the Tarkika system. So, the Tarkika, he says, this oxen is similar to my cow. This is his knowledge. The Vedantin's knowledge is, my cow is similar to this oxen. It's the other way. So, Upamana Pramana, we see it from our side. So, here this fellow, Tarkika says, Gosadrusho Gavayaha. This oxen which I see is similar to my cow.
So, just because of this knowledge, this similarity knowledge, I desire a cow. Now, I won't go behind this oxen. I won't try to buy this oxen. So, iti pravartiti aniyoreva bhedagraha iti tu jnanam parahatam. So, with this, bhedagraham tu jnanam parahatam. This idea bhedagraha iti aniyoreva bhedagraha, because of the not able to find the difference between these two, the knowledge, that kind of knowledge which you said, because of that I am going behind this, that is negated.
Nahi bhedagrahe aneho iti bhavati. Aneho iti grahe bhedagraham iti cha bhavati. Because aneho, when I say aneho, with this two, between this two, of this two, when I start saying of this two, then I am able to see the difference. If I am able to see the difference, I cannot say this two. If I am not able to see the difference, I cannot say this two. If I am able to see the difference, I will definitely say this two. If I say this two, it cannot be, I don't have the knowledge of the difference. It may never be. That is what he says.
Tasmat sattavatrena bheda agraho agrihitaha eva yavahara heturti vaktavyam.
Therefore, what you say, what you have to say, what you have to accept is finally this.
Tasmat சத்தா மாத்திரேன பேத அக்ரஹ. தி பேத அக்ரஹ இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தி சத்தா. பேதாகிரா ஆஃப் தி சத்தா ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தி டிஃபரன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். சோ அக்ரிஹீத ஏவ வித்தவுட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ் தி டிஃபரன்ஸ், without able to grasp the existence of both, I am doing the vyavahara. This is what you have to accept. Because if you are able to grasp the existence of the shell and the silver, then there is no bheda agraha. There is no non-differentiation, not able to differentiate the two classes. Now, here, therefore, you have to accept, I am not able to grasp the existence of both the objects, shell and the silver. Therefore, I have this confusion and therefore, I am doing the transaction. Tatra, kim anayoho, utpadakramena, yavahara hetu, aho, anutpadita aropa eva swata iti. Then again, I am not, this is a tip I am giving you. If you catch hold of this tip, then again I will ask you one question. Okay, this is how you have to accept finally. If you accept this, again I am going to ask you this question. What is this? I will give you a choice. Tatra kim anayoho utpadakramena vivarayetuhu aho anutpadita aropa eva svataha. Now you have to say then this whatever you see, this rajatadi, that utpadakramena, it is, this silver is utpada, it is born utpada kramana, it is born in that seashell. In this way you are accepting the transaction. Otherwise anutpadita aropeva, it is not born, it is not created, it is just superimposed. What is that you accept? See, you are not able to gain the differentiation, therefore you the differentiation of the existence of both, therefore you understand it and you do the transaction. This is silver, this kind of transaction you do, fine. Now here, is the silver born from the seashell or is the silver superimposed on the seashell? What is that you accept? Then vayam tu pashyamaha, we see it like this. If you ask me, I see it like this. How? Chetana vyavaharasya ajnana purvakatva anuvapattehe arupa jnana utpada kramena evaiti. Then you have to accept vayam tu pashyamaha, I am seeing it like this. This is the prabhakravimasa, but we understand it. This is chetana vyavaharasya ajnana purvakatva anupapattehe. This chetana, the sentient being, cannot do any transaction because of ignorance. This is not silver. No, I cannot. This is silver or not, I don't know. Without knowing, I will not go behind. So if it is something valuable, I will try to gain that object. If it is not valuable, I will be dismissing it. So there is no way this sentient being with this ignorance will do something. Therefore, aropa jnanena narodva jnana utpada kramena evaiti, I have to accept the aropa, the superimposed, because of the superimposition, whatever knowledge arises, because of that knowledge, I am going to accept things. This is how I will accept. Tarkika says, this is how I will accept, so this is how you have to probably accept also. Nanu satyam chetana vyavaharo na jnana purvakaha kintu avirita viveka grahana smarana purvakaha iti. Then Purvamimasa says, but still satyam, what you said is right. Satyam is ardha angikare, to accept it partially. What is it is right? Chetana vyavaharo na jnana purvaka, this knowledgeable, the sentient person will not do anything because of ignorance, because knowledge, sentiency, ignorance, these are constantly, because this sentient fellow, he doesn't want to do, without knowing he will not enter into anything. Therefore Kintu, but he will have to, he will do this. What? Avidita vekagrahana smarana purvakaha. He has not gained the viveka. He has not gained the remembrance of that. So, he has the knowledge, but not able to grasp it, not able to remember that. Therefore, he is, okay, I think it is like this. Then he will go and go towards it. Therefore, if you say like that, maivam, nanu iti cheta, maivam, it is not like that. Why? Nahi rajata pradivadikartha matra smaranam parvurtau upayujyate. Rajata pratipadikartha. Whatever is the pratipadika artha, pratipadika artha, pratipadika artha means the unformed word before the word is created. Word, whatever is usable is a padam. Whatever is under the process of making it usable is pratipadika. So this pratipadika, I remember the name of the pratipadika, the meaning of the pratipadika. Because of that I will not say, oh, rajata means that, okay, I will go. That doesn't happen. Just because of remembrance of some word and meaning, I will not go behind the object. Idankara aspada aspada avimukhi khalu rajatathinam pravrti hiti avivadam. There is no discussion here. We are not having any dialogue here. We are not having any contradiction here. What? Idankara aspada abhimukhi khalu. I am not remembering something and doing something. I am attracted not to some memory. I am attracted to the object in front of me, which is this. Which is the object of knowledge of this. So, that idankara aspada abhimukhi. This, because that which is idankara aspada means that which is the object of this, abhimukhi, which I am attracted towards, khalu, definitely indeed, rajatarthinam pravrutihi. The fellow who desires to gain the silver, he is attracted towards the object this, not something else in his memory. There is no discussion here. We don't have any trouble here. Katham cha ayam idankaraspade pravarteta iditunata tadicheta. But why will one go behind it if he doesn't desire? I don't desire silver, or if I don't desire seashell, why will I go behind this? I will not go behind this. Therefore, anyad ichchati, anyad karoti iti gahatam. Because he desires something, he desires a silver, and he goes behind this seashell. This is contradiction. He desires, in his memory, he has silver, and he is seeing this seashell, and he is going towards seashell. This is contradictory. Therefore, nacheda idankaraspadam rajatam iti janiyat katham rajatarthi tadicheta. No, this fellow doesn't know that idankaraspadam, that which is the object of this, that is rajatam, that is silver. He doesn't know. If he doesn't know, how will this fellow who has desire for silver go behind that? So that is not possible also. Yadi atatatvena agrahanat iti bruyat sacha prativaktavyo atatatvena agrahanat kasmat na upekshete iti. Then you say atatatvena agrahanat grahana gaining tatatvena grahanat gaining as it is. Whatever the object as it is tathatvena. Whatever the object is, as not is it is, yeah, not it is atatvena, atataratvena. So, atatatvena, he is, that object is not grasped as other. Tathatvena in the same way. Atatatvena not in the same way. Grahanat means grasping. Agrahanat means not grasping. In the same way, he is not grasping. In the different way, he is not grasping. in a different way he is not grasping. Tathatvena means in the same way. Atatatve in a different way. So in a different way he is not grasping. Because of that, iti bruyat, because of that he is going behind that silver which is seeing. If you say then such a prativaktavya, then you have to answer. Why? What? Tathatvena agrahana kasmat na upekshate. See, because he is not able to see it agrahanat atatatvena. Atatatvena means see. Tatha atata. Atata tata is a silver. Tata is a seashell. Atata here silver. Tatatvena grahanat, if it happens, atatatvena agrahanat means tatatvena atatatvena agrahanat. Atata silver. He is not grasping it as silver. Atatatvena grahanat. If he is grasping it as not this, then he will not go behind it. He is not grasping it as not this. Therefore he is going with. Then okay, fine. Then you have to answer me this. What? Tatatvena agrahanat. Tatatvena, in the same way, he is not grasping it. Because of that, why does he not give it up? If he is going behind an object, because he is not grasping it as otherwise, then you have to answer me why he is not giving it up, because he is not grasping it as it is. You have to answer me this. Therefore, so I am upadana upekshabhyam abhita akrushya manas chetano avyavasthitah idankara aspade rajata samaropena upadana eva vasthapyata iti bhedagrahah samaropa utpadaka kramena chetana parvarti hetuhu. So I am upadana upekshabhyam. This upadana and upeksha, this grasping and giving up, in this abhitaha akrushyamanas chetanaha, that which is in front of him, that which is attracting him, this fellow, that chetanaha, this fellow, this sentient, avyavasthitaha idahankara aspade rajata samaropena avyavasthitaha, he is not able to place it. What? In this idahankara aspade, that which is the object of this, in that rajata samaropena upadana eva, this rajata samaropena, he is superimposing this silver, and because of that, being that being the upadana karana, material cause, eva vasthapyate, he understand it to be the material cause, and therefore bhedagraha iti bhedagraha, he is not able to see the difference. And samaropa utpadaka kramena chetana pravrti hetu, and because of this samaropa, this samyak aropa, this superimposition which is done, because of that he is attracted towards it, he is going behind it. Tatha hi, how do you know this? We will give you with this example. What? Bheda grahad ihankara idankara aspade rajatattvam samaropya tad jatiyasya upakara hetu bhavam anuchintya tad jatiya chatta jatiya taya idankara aspade rajate tam anumaya tadarthi pravartate iti anupurvyam siddham. So this is what we can understand. This is the simple anumana, that bheda agrahat, he is not able to understand the difference between the seashell and the silver. Because of that, idankaraspade, in the object of this, he superimposes rajatattam samaropya, he superimposes silver. And because of that, tajatiya, rajatajatiyasya upakara hetu bhavam. Rajata, tajatiya means rajatajatiya, that which is silver, family of that which belongs to the family of silver, silver is good for me. So with this idea, anuchintya, he thinks, after thinking, tajatiya idankaraspade rajate, that which is of the silver jati, that is which is of the silver class, that which is in front of him, rajate tam anumaya, in that he sees the apanastha rajata, the silver which he has seen in the shop, that he sees, and tadarthi pravartate iti anupurvim siddham. Therefore, he is attracted towards it, he tries to gain it. This is how we understand. This is possible. This, to understand like this is possible.